Anthem in the books here over at Western High School for the battle of 4-3 versus 4-3. I love seeing these Interstate 8 games, Mark. There's a lot of great football action that is played here in the Interstate 8, as we've seen all season. Now, if I'm going to try to indulge me for a second here, kind of take me back to what you remember from that Northwest Western game and how they both matched up with each other, both in the Interstate 8 being crosstown rivals.
Well, really, that was a really close game up until the latter portions of the fourth quarter when Western just started to roll away from Northwest at this point. Their line just took over on both sides of the ball, and they were able to move it on the ground and chew up the clock. It was also that game that we talked about earlier. That's when their guy, Caden Oliver, got knocked out, and they leaned heavily on Keeler for the rest of the game. And like I said, he's the one that usually comes in to sling the ball, and he was managing the field on both their ground game and their air attack. So he ended up being able to take the reins and roll with it. But if you're an opponent, if you're Marshall looking at this game and you know you've got two quarterbacks that are be coming in, that's just hard. That is so hard to prepare for.
You've heard of running back by committee, wide receiver by committee. You've heard all these positions by committee, but you hardly ever hear of the ever so elusive quarterback by committee. You saw it at the collegiate level with the University of Michigan, J.J. McCarthy, and Cade McNamara. Same kind of thing here tonight for Western High School. It just matters who can make the drives happen, who can keep pushing the ball. But more excitingly for me, this Western defense, I love watching year in, year out, because this Western team over here, they've always had a great defense, always have, always will. I'm ready for it. And Western looking to kick off right now. Marshall looking to receive.
Holy cow, won't be long now.
Getting last-minute instructions from the sidelines.
Teaming up is number 40, Gabe Hines.
Currently outside, we are looking at a beautiful 51 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Sun making its way down. Friday night lights almost underway. And Western to boot it away, and they do. That's number 40, Gabriel Hines, with the kick. Now cutting back to the left for the Red Hawks, number 31, Olapade Aiken, who's a freshman, has a nice little pickup there for the Red Hawks.
Yeah, and it looked like it was number three, David Mechanich, who was one of the first one there, one of the last ones to come up off the pile on that one. But, I mean, at this kickoff, it was just a whole host of Panthers right there to make the stop.
Wasn't many places that Aiken could go, but he made the most out of it, and he ended up picking up a couple more yards by making that cut to the left. Ball spotted at the 28-yard line. Western is ready. This defense is already on the line. They're showing three.
Yeah, they're going to keep their linebackers back. They like to use that zone blocking on offense.
Out of the pistol, it's a handoff right up the middle, and a good chunk of yards. First play, going to pick up about 4 yards on that. Running back Luke Holbrook.
Ben Parrott looked like he was the first one there to make the stop. Three others were on top of him to make the stop. But you saw that they just moved their blockers out into the secondary and really tried to create that big hole for their back.
Out of the gun. Takes the snap. Another handoff to Holbrook. Holbrook going to be stuffed in his tracks after a one-yard pickup. Going to be dropped down at the 35-yard line, making the third down and three.
Noah Shaw there among some of the other Panthers to make the stop. And really just keep that to a short gain. Third and short right now for Marshall. If Western can get out of here with the three and out, get themselves in some decent field position, that'd be a big win to start the game.
Austin Miller, the one under center for the Red Hawks, and he's out of the gun. And another handoff to Holbrook. Holbrook is stuck behind the line. He's going to lose a half a yard. Just like you predicted, Mark.
Number 32, Landon Heavy is in on the stop. Able to get through the line untouched. Came on a linebacker blitz. Stuffed him in the backfield. And here they are, Marshall facing fourth down. Looks like they're getting ready to punt.
Western has two back.
Number 7, Jack LaPorte, and number 18.
Jack LaPorte is one of them, and then number 18, Ben Parrott, the other. Punt is away, fielded, and dropped just past the 40-yard line is Jack LaPorte, the 5'9", 165-pound junior. Going to pick up about 10 yards on that.
Will Krueger, first one there to make the stop. Yeah, pretty decent return. And that was a pretty good kick, too. We're watching him kick it during pregame, and he was standing at the 45, and he was getting it all the way to the goal line on his punts. So that was a pretty decent boot for him.
He has a boot, and looking under center appears to be Ty Keeler, the 5'10 junior, and he's going to hand it off up the middle. I believe that's to Heavey. He's going to pick up three. Brought down at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, I imagine you're going to see Keeler a lot tonight because, Oliver just coming off of that broken elbow. They'll make it in the game, but Keeler's probably going to be the guy that's going to carry this on his shoulders for most of the evening.
That was actually Gibson French on that carry. Does pick up a three down at the 45-yard line. In the split back now. Going to go right this time. It's a fumble. Ball's on the carpet. Looks like Keeler did recover it at the 46-yard line, so they still picked up a yard there even on the fumble.
Well, yeah, it was just a missed handoff, and the ball fell forward after that exchange was bumbled, and Keeler able to notice it was out of the hands and jumped right on it, and then there were two white jerseys who jumped right on top of him.
Quarterback by committee. That's going to bring on Caden Oliver, the 5'10", 185-pound senior. Third down and 6 from the 46-yard line, under 9 minutes here in the first quarter. Split backs under center. He's going to roll out of the boot. He's looking downfield. He's going to go short. That sounded Ben Parrott. Parrott's going to have the sticks. Plus some down at the 45-yard line in plus territory. Great pickup there by Ben Parrott.
Luke Holbrook, first one there for the Red Hawks to make the stop. Soon as he connected, he was right on him and able to prevent that from really being a breakaway.
Ben Parrott, I was watching him. I was waiting for Oliver to see Parrott because Parrott was just sitting there. He was waiting for something to happen. He got that catch, rolled for about 14, first down. Split backs once again.
Oh, they're bringing the heat. They got 8 in the box on D.
Oliver in motion. That's going to go up the middle. Running back Alex Trudell attempts to go somewhere with it. He's going to pick up about a yard. After being driven back, they will give him forward progress.
John, there are two white jerseys there. John Zacharyski was the first one there to make the stop and prevent the big gain there. But when you've got 8 guys in the box on defense, you're not going to have much success running it off tackle. Zacharyski probably on that one.
Going to bring up second down and 9, 7:42 and counting. Split backs right now for Keeler. Keeler going to go out of the boot to the right. Keeler being chased down. He's going to try to look for Oliver just high and outside. Incomplete pass, bringing up third down and 9.
Yeah, that was a little bit about 10 yards too long for his receiver. If it was just a little bit shorter, though, and he would have connected, there was great separation. He had about 5 yards separation on him, and that would have been a great play, great pickup, almost 6 on that one if they connected.
Looks like Hogan McCleary was actually in heavy pursuit for Marshall's defense. That kind of forced Keeler to make that throw. It was still a pretty good-looking throw, I can't lie.
He's got a gun.
Split backs out of the boot once again, rolling to his right. Keeler, he finds Ben Parrott, and Ben Parrott once again on a third down and long, picks up the first down, push out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
Calvin Felix right there for the Red Hawks, able to lower the shoulder and hit him out of bounds, but not until after the damage was done. They're moving the sticks. They're controlling the line of scrimmage. They're controlling the tempo right now. Western, it just feels like early in the game, Western has control.
Western with that great stance after giving up 6 on the first carry of their first defensive possession, able to force a 3 and out. Now they're driving out of the split backs. Handoff up the middle. He's going to cut to his left. Pulled down Alex Trudell after a pickup of a yard, officially down at the 30-yard line.
Hogan McCleary is a name you're going to hear a lot tonight on offense and defense for the Redhawks. They trust him putting the ball in his hands to run it, and he was right there, able to break through the line, make contact behind the line of scrimmage, and bring him down for the stop. Still a little bit of a gain, but he made contact early.
Now, Trudell was in pretty much dead water. He was able to make that cut to the left to pick up that yard. So now they're facing a second and 9, 6:40 on the clock and counting. Single back, going to be a quick release over to Oliver. Oliver going to pick up a couple on that. Going to be brought down, looks like, at around the 27-yard line.
Elliot Dodds and Luke Holbrook, both right there to make the stop.
Good to see you out there, buddy.
How dangerous is that when one of your quarterbacks is also a defensive back, is also a wideout, and a slot receiver? It's got to give defenses a bad taste in their mouth because you don't know where he's going.
No, you just don't know. When you have two quarterbacks on the field at the same time, too, I mean, what's going to happen? Are you going to have a trick play coming up? Are you going to give that look once here, then maybe throw a different look at him a little later on?
I think you have to. That's going to be a third down and 6 from the 28-yard line, 5:55 and counting. Split backs. Going to be a QB keeper, and he's going to look to pitch. He makes the pitch and chop down just past the 20-yard line, down at the 19 is
Hogan McCleary again making the stop. But that was the epitome of RPO right there. It looked like it was almost an option to hand it off at the beginning. Quarterback was keeping it for the sweep out to the left, and then at the last second decided, you know what, we're going to do the option off of this even farther. Good play call and good mindset on the field.
Absolutely. Gibson French, right place, right time, was perfectly executed there by Keeler. Now split backs for Keeler once again. Two receivers to his right. Going to go handoff up the middle, and that is too heavy. He's only going to pick up maybe one. They're going to spot him just past the 19-yard line, so they might give him that half yard, but let's see where the ball placement is.
Got John Zakarski again with the stop, along with a few other white jerseys on there. But, yeah, he just ran into a wall. Ran into a wall, and there was no give and no yards on that play.
In the red zone, second and 10 from the 19-yard line. They will say he got back to the line of scrimmage on that, luckily. Split backs, Gibson French, Alex Trudell. Trudell to the left, French to the right. And he's going to go to French, and French going to... Oh, I'm sorry, it's a design QB keeper, and he's got almost close to the sticks, down at the, looks like the 16, I'm sorry, the 11-yard line.
Luke Holbrook there to make the stop. When I was talking with Nick Rulowitz earlier this week and how they were preparing for the RPO, I told him, hey, sometimes when we're up here watching the RPO, we just have no idea where that ball's going to go. And he actually laughed at that comment. We had a little joke going on during the conversation. Yeah, both these teams like to play with the option, and not only is it hard for us to figure out where it's going up here, but it's also hard down there.
Now, given we have a great bird's eye view, but that looked like for sure it was going to French, and this one's going to French. French going to stiff arm for the sticks, going to be dragged down at the 8-yard line.
Again, John Zakarski there to make the stop, and it wasn't one of those full-on tackles. It was one of those, I'm going to grab you by the jersey, spin you around, and throw you down. But not until after they got the sticks moved.
Gibson French has been undeniably great, a great option for this third down offense for the Panthers. Another first down, this time first down and goal from the 8-yard line. And they're going to go I formation this time.
You know,
Trudell, the one hanging far back, and that's going to be a pitch to Trudell. Trudell going to make a cut back inside, going to get past the 5-yard line, but not before we see some laundry on the field. And finally brought down to the 4. Let's see what the laundry's about.
Yeah, he was wrapped up by a whole bunch of the Redhawks there. What we're seeing right now is very similar to what we saw against the Northwest game, is they're keeping it on the ground as much as they can, and they're just chewing up the clock. We only have 3:30 left in the first. It seems like we just started it. It's just gone by quick so far.
We are only 10 minutes into this game, and we're already got 8.5 off the clock. I think someone's trying to watch Halloween Ends tonight.
First and goal from the 18.
Not me personally, but I think there's someone on that team, whether a coaching staff or one of the players, that wants to watch that movie tonight.
Point being that Western's controlling the tempo of this game. They're chewing up the clock. They're keeping the ball out of the Red Hawks' hands. And if it wasn't for that holding penalty knocking them back 10 yards, they'd be right on the door of the end zone.
First down and goal from the 18-yard line. That's going to be handoff for French up the middle. He's going to get it past the 15. Looks like down to the 12-yard line for a nice pickup of six. Now under three to go.
6 yards, that's a good chunk, especially when you have a lot to make up when you're second and goal right now on the 12.
Great run there by French. Looks like Oliver... Looking for Oliver. I can't see him on the sideline. He's probably in the huddle, and yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, they're just taking their time. They're letting the seconds tick away. They're taking their time. They feel confident they're going to get in the end zone here.
Slow, methodical. Second and goal from the 12-yard line. Split backs once again. And he saw something that he wanted the referees to see, possibly a jump, but looks like we might see a delay of game.
Yeah, he saw something he didn't like there. He saw eight lined up in the box there again and wasn't really sure that they had the right play lined up.
They're getting really close, and then they take a few steps back, then they get closer, then they take a couple more steps back. Now second down and goal from the 17-yard line.
Still second down.
Not wonderful, but not out of reach.
It's a lot of yards to make up when you're here in the red zone. Yeah, they're going backwards when they want to go forwards.
Still in the red zone, though, luckily. Oliver in motion. Going to be a bootleg, and Keeler almost trips. He's just going to roll out to the left. Keeler going to get it dropped at the 20-yard line for a loss of three.
Whole bunch of white jerseys there. That seemed like it was a broken play, maybe the lack of communication with the receivers. But Keeler really had nowhere to go with the ball. He was looking to get rid of it. Then he just lost his footing, lost his eyes downfield as to where he wanted to throw it, and he was kind of running for his life back there.
It's a good thing Keeler didn't go down right then and there because he ended up picking up a couple more yards off of that, but still a loss of four on that play. Third and goal from the 21-yard line. Now, here's the question. You don't get the conversion here. Do you go for it on fourth, or do you try to go for the field goal, take the points?
I mean, it kind of feels on how you're feeling with your D. You're able to get that three and out last time around.
Going to be a handoff this time to French, and French going to be dropped at the 18-yard line for a pickup of three. Making it a fourth and goal from the 18.
Now, Rulowitz did say he had great confidence in his kicker, Noah Burdner. Really liked what he was doing on special teams. So maybe they'll put three on the board here. Maybe they're going to go for it.
Looks like they're going for it. We see Keeler back on the field after Coach Rulowitz giving him some direction. Two receivers split to his left. Out of the split back, he's going to roll back, looking downfield. He sees something. He's looking. Caught! Touchdown, Panthers! Ben Parrott climbed the ladder 6-0. 13 seconds left in the first quarter.
Marshall was chasing Keeler. They had three guys who broke through the line, and Keeler was running for his life, but able to just get a little bit of distance and found his guy in the end zone, which, I mean, that wasn't an easy catch. He had to go up and beat his guy, and he got up probably about another foot higher than the defender and able to bring that down for the score.
I'm so glad that Keeler saw what I saw because I saw Parrott find some separation as the kick is up. Good. Hines able to put now an extra point on the board. 7-0. Western on top of Marshall. 13.6 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. But we're going to keep it here on the broadcast. What were your expectations on that fourth down and goal from the 18?
Well, it kind of looked like they were doing the fake up the middle on that. So I thought maybe it was just a run to kind of set up the, getting your D ready to take over. Because you got to feel pretty confident in your D right now, being able to get that three and out on the first series. So that's kind of what I was thinking. They're just going to get ready to take over on D. But, man, 18 yards on that score. No, it was 21 yards on that score. And, yeah, good conversion for the Panthers.
Ben Pair did a great job finding separation there. It was only for 2 seconds that he had enough separation to make himself readily available for that throw to be made. And Keeler didn't have a very open window to make that throw, but he threaded the needle. 7-0 Western leading Marshall here early. And it is fielded, taken all the way up to the 26-yard line, down at the 27. Is going to be, believe it was 31, Aiken Alapade, the freshman.
First and 10, Marshall.
First and 10 from the 28-yard line. 7 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter.
All right, let's see what Marshall does on offense. Let's see if that Western D can do another three and out.
I got to think it's going to be a run play here out of the gun, and it will be a fumble on the carpet. Let's see who comes up with it. Looks like Western's ball at the 25-yard line.
That was number 32 who came up with the ball. Number 32, Landon Heavey, able to fall on it, pick it up. Western back in business.
The Western faithful know that Heavey name extremely well, especially here on the Football Frenzy airwaves. We've been calling his name nonstop for the last three seasons since his sophomore year. Big impactful play there now. 2 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. Western has it at the Red Hawk 25-yard line. Same scenario. I think they're just going to go for the run option here. Now out of the eye. That's Trudell. And Trudell's going to take it on the left side. And Trudell going to pick up 9 on that play. Pushed out at the 16-yard line for 2nd and 1 when we return. End of the first quarter. Western on top 7-0 over the visiting Marshall Redhawks. We'll be back in 60 seconds after we flip sides on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
If your next event has left you feeling stressed and overwhelmed, don't be. With One North Kitchen and Bar, they have catering options to fit every occasion. Book One North for your catering and holiday parties by calling 962-5056. Located on Bonsteel Drive off of Springport Road, One North Kitchen and Bar is the perfect place to gather friends and family. Live entertainment, craft cocktails, and amazing food makes for the perfect night out. One North Kitchen and Bar, making the good times great.
Any day is a great day to be a Comet. As a leader in academics, athletics, and the arts, at Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but big enough to meet the needs of your student. Thanks to our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. We have proven intervention programs to go along with opportunities to earn college credit from both dual enrollment and middle college options. Hanover Horton is ready to help your student meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. For more information, look us up on Facebook, Instagram, or at hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Go Comets.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, the start of the second quarter, 2nd and 2 from the 17-yard line, a fresh 12 on the clock. Western looking to drive after a fumble to end the first quarter, and that's going to be hand up to Heavey up the gut. Heavey does have the first down, plus some down inside the 10-yard line. First and goal from the 9.
Nick Ryan wrapped him up and was able to bring him down. But you know what happened? You had 3 white shirts who were getting through the line in the backfield. They were looking for the ball to go in another direction, and that play just went right by him, right off of the right guard, and able to get into the to get a good chunk there.
I want to say a huge thank you to our title sponsor, True Community Credit Union. Head on over to K1053.com. Get entered for a chance to win $1,053. And our first half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. Split back, handoff to Heavey once again. Heavey going to maybe pick up the line again, see where they spot him. Looks like they're going to drop him at the 10. So a loss of 2.
Hogan McCleary again in there to make the stop and prevent that one from getting away from them. But, I mean, Western's back in business. 2nd and goal from the 5, able to get positive yards each time they're grabbing the ball.
I don't know why I looked at the 10-yard line when it was clearly on the 5. That's a pickup of 3, Mark. Not a loss of 2, a pickup of 3. Out of the split backs once again. Two receivers to his right. Going to be handoff up the middle to French. French going to find the pylon.
Looking for the goal line.
And he's going to be stopped
at the
2-yard line.
Third and goal
from the 2-yard line. Let's see what Western dials up.
Yeah, he just hit that wall, and he moved it. He used his will and moved the pile to get that tough, tough yard. But, yeah, knocking on the door again, just 2 yards to go before they find pay dirt again.
And that's going to bring back out Keeler. They've done a great job with that decoy in Oliver. And Oliver looks like is going to be split once again. Third down and goal from the 2-yard line, knocking on the door. Out of the gun, going to be a handoff this time. Not going to go anywhere to Trudell. He's going to lose a couple on that.
John Zakarski again with the stop. They tried to use Trudell's speed. I don't know if you noticed it on the last run that he had before in the first quarter, but he finds that second gear, he can go. They tried to use his speed to get around the corner, and Zakarski was just in the right spot, had the best angle, was able to get him for a loss.
Let's see what they play. The play call is here. Fourth and goal from the 5-yard line. He would lose 3 off of that attempt. Oh, they're actually going to elect to kick the field goal. When's the last time we saw a field goal attempt, Mark?
It's right here, right now.
Kick is up.
He's got a boot.
Wow, that traveled over the band. What a leg. That would have been good from 35 out.
He hit a couple school buses over there.
I think the ball's still rolling. Great kick there by Hines. Puts the Panthers up 10-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Athletes know the importance of working hard and taking responsibility for their own success. These same qualities are crucial when planning for your financial future. This is Casey Sykes with the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. As a financial advisor, my job is to help you define and reach your investment objectives by sticking to a disciplined plan. Achievement on the field and in your finances is the result of long-term effort. We are proud to support the continued success of all our local athletes.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Athletes know the importance of working hard and taking responsibility for their own success. These same qualities are crucial when planning for your financial future. This is Casey Sykes with the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. As a financial advisor, my job is to help you define and reach your investment objectives by sticking to a disciplined plan. Achievement on the field and in your finances is the result of long-term effort. We are proud to support the continued success of all our local athletes.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn-Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. A great return there by number 31. Going to make sure I have his last name, Olapade. And that's going to put him at the 36-yard line. After a good boot from Hines, but a great return by Olapade.
Marshall needs to get something going here. Their first possession, it was a 3-and-out. Last possession, it was a fumble that set up that field goal. So maybe we can get a good look at Marshall's offense here and see how they can move the ball.
Out of the gun. 3 receivers split to his left, 1 to his right, but he's going to elect to go right, looking down the field and just a bit out of the range. Looks like of Aiden Noel, the senior, just a touch high or else that would have fallen into the breadbasket.
That was like what, a 45-yarder?
That was a beautiful pass.
That was, I mean, if he was able to connect. The pass, he just outthrew his guy. But, man, that was a gun, man.
Throws like that are made by college commits, so I got a feeling he's being looked at. And that's going to be a handoff. He's going to run into his own guy. Drop for a 1-yard loss to the 35-yard line. Great defense there by Western.
There it is. Brandon Heavey again making the stop and getting his name called once again for that Western defense. He was the one that fell on that fumble, and there he is making the tackle for a loss.
Landon Heavey has been playing at a very high level since his sophomore season.
Looks like we got a timeout.
Do got a timeout. We're going to take 30 seconds, bring it back. 9:04 on the clock. Western leads 10-0 on K105.3.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes with Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. Minor water leaks can lead to damage to your home that can become very costly to repair. So if you have a clogged drain or leak that needs to be fixed before further damage happens to your home, trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Take peace of mind in knowing that Grimes Plumbing will back our work with a one-year labor warranty. Check us out at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. Want to say a huge shout out to a lot of our great sponsors: AeroCorp Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, Phelps Towing. And joining us for the rest of the season, especially in tonight's broadcast, is Extreme Dodge. Welcome aboard. Out of the gun, looking downfield, rolling to his left to evade pressure. Sacked! A Saccarino pizza.
Yeah, that was number 32 again, getting in the backfield. He was chased down by a couple guys, but Landon Heavey, making an early pitch for him to be our player of the game tonight, because we're calling his name both offense and defense. But he was there to make the sack. And, you know, they took that timeout because they want to make the right call for third and long. Didn't work for them.
No, it did not. There was nothing Miller could do as the punt is away. What a boot, end over end. That's how you flip the field. Fielded at the 36-yard line and bringing it past the 45 to the 47 is number 7, Jack LaPorte. Western looking to add some more points on the board here, Mark.
Western defense able to put out another three and out against Marshall. If you're Nick Rulowitz on the sideline right now, you got to be happy with what you're seeing on your D. And you have to be happy with what your offense is doing because they're taking their time, moving the ball, getting chunks at a good pace, and eating up the clock.
This has been a game plan that has worked so far. 8:18 on the clock. Going to be a pitch this time and making a cut down at the 50-yard line, number 21, Hunter Fullerton.
Number 4, Luke Holbrook, able to get through and make the stop on that one. But, boy, he was really good, taking his time on that run, following his blockers. It got him a good four yards there.
And you don't see pitches a lot at the high school level. But we've seen a handful of pitches tonight from Keeler.
Yeah, you're seeing that. You're trying to get the edge and trying to use their speed against this D.
And we're going to see some laundry on the field now. Second and 6 currently from the 50-yard line. But let's see what the penalty is going to be. Illegal procedure on the offense.
Yeah, somebody along that line jumped. I didn't get a chance to see who it was, but just a hair. They were just a bit too antsy. They're trying to find the edge on the far side again with another outside pitch and trying to get around that corner. I think that's where they've had a good chunk of their success, was trying to use their speed, trying to use that Treadell speed to get the yards on the outside.
Split backs once again for Keeler. Two receivers to his left, none to his right. He's going to elect to keep it. He's going to look for the pitch. He gets it and dropped immediately. Going to pick up the original line of scrimmage is Treadell.
Jack Miner right there to make the stop on that one. And again, back to that run play option. I was following the running back up the middle while you were watching the quarterback this way. They seem to have that run play option dialed in.
Now the referees are having a little confab after the play. Personal foul on the defense. It's going to be 15 yards, first down. Trying to figure out what the call is. That's going to go against number 55, Cooper Lewis, the senior D lineman. I think there was just a little extracurricular activity between himself and one of the offensive linemen for Western. Nothing malicious, but
when your offense is struggling, you don't want to do this. And if your defense doesn't want to do this when your offense can't move the ball. Your defense needs to be in a position where you're keeping you're getting Western off the field. You can't give them a fresh set of downs like this.
See what they can do with it out of the I formation. Going to be handoff, but that was read beautifully.
French
dropped for a six-yard loss.
I think they're going to give number eight the credit for the tackle on this, but they loaded up all their linebackers on a blitz right up the gut, and that's how they just blew that play up from the beginning with their blitz.
You saw the linebackers rushing the line. They were timing that perfectly as we see an injured Red Hawk being walked off. Kind of his own power, kind of not. Nigel Williams, the sophomore D lineman.
That was a big loss on the play. They lost almost 6 yards on that.
Not what French was expecting, but what can you say? It was just a great play called there by the Marshall defense.
Yeah. Perfect call for that one, especially when Western was trying to run it up the gut on you, and they just brought everybody right in the spot where they wanted to make that hole, and it just didn't work. Didn't work that time. But Western's been able to get big chunks tonight. See what happens here now that they're second and long.
6:54 on the clock, second and 15 from the Red Hawk 44-yard line.
Bringing the heat again.
Absolutely. Split backs and a bit of confusion. Keeler going to roll out to his left after running into his own guy. Going to see if he can pick up anything. Tries to make a move, but he's dropped at the 46-yard line. Going to lose two, making the third and 17.
Number 25, Hogan McCleary, making the stop once again, pushing the Panthers backward once again. But we saw this earlier in the game. They got negative yards, but they're still able to end up scoring on that. But this is tough. This is a tough hole to get out of, this part of the field, when you're third and 15. Third and 16.
Third and 16. Loss of a yard on that play.
Score update. Napoleon leads Addison 14-12. Mason on top of Jackson High 14-0.
Napoleon's been in a lot of close games this year, haven't they?
Absolutely, but they did secure the number one overall first place for the Cascades. Rolling out to his right is Keeler. Keeler looking downfield. He's just going to heave it up. And, oh, tip drill is going to be incomplete. Shoved out of bounds. Looking for a flag. No flags to be seen. Fourth down.
You're not going to see a flag because they're only going to throw pass interference if that ball was catchable. That ball was 10 yards out of bounds. They try to make a play on it by keeping their toes in, which is what they've been trained to do. But it wasn't a catchable ball, so you're not going to see a flag.
I can't lie, Ben Parrott sold me on that. He was reached out completely, 10 toes.
The ball hit the ground over by the track.
But I didn't know it was going to hit the track.
That's why he didn't see a flag.
End of one.
Get ready to punt. Our first punt of the evening.
And who else but Keeler? He's going to let that one soar. And that one's going to take a friendly Red Hawk bounce and fall at the 29-yard line. So a net punt of 20 yards.
Yeah, it wasn't long. But, dude, that had some great hang time. By the time it hit the ground, all the white jerseys were just running away from it because the D was already there.
This game is moving along 10-0. The Panthers on top of Marshall, 5:39 left here in the first half. Meanwhile, up in Mason, our WK Chem game just got done with the first quarter. Jackson, however, is in the red zone. Out of the gun, Miller rolls back to his right to evade two Panther jerseys, and he's going to heave it.
Miller under heavy pressure.
Oh, yeah, he was being chased down by Grayson Spitton and number 32, Landon Heavey, once again. He was running for his life out there. He had to get rid of that or else that was going to be a big, big Red Hawk loss.
Second down and 10 from the 30-yard line after throwing that one out of bounds. Miller with a great heads-up play, seeing where a receiver was so he wouldn't get the intentional grounding out of the pistol. And Miller under pressure once again, looking downfield, and he's going to be dropped at the 26-yard line, loss of four. Third down and 14.
That's, Luke Teachout getting the stop there, but really you got to give the entire defense that was kind of like a cover sack at the same time, just pressure in the backfield. He had nowhere to go with that ball. And, yeah, he was just taken down out of bounds, and that was a big loss for the Redhawks. We're looking at a third and long on the Redhawks side of things. Just really impressed with this Panther defense tonight.
You know, at times in this drive, it looked like potentially a bend but not a break, but the defense really clamped down and have really produced. Third and 15 from the 25. And Miller looking long. He's going to go long. Picked off by LaPorte. Western Panther ball from the 40-yard line.
I saw what he was trying to do there. He was trying to hit his guy. He thought he had a good one-on-one matchup. But he threw the ball high, and he underthrew it just a little bit. And that's when your defender then has the advantage. LaPorte was able to cut out the receiver and was able to make the play and get the turnover.
That was a beautifully read play there by LaPorte. Pass intended for Hudson Denbrock, but LaPorte made the last cut. So Denbrock couldn't see the ball. LaPorte climbed the ladder. Interception. Ball marked at the 42-yard line. First and 10. Split backs. Handoff up the middle. And he's going to get it past the 45-yard line. Dragged down at the 46. Pickup of 4. Second and 6.
They just ran into a wall. Two opposing forces. The offensive line, defensive line just ran into a wall. But they were able to move it forward just a few yards. I'd say about, what, 3 on that pickup?
Scoreboard says
that says 4.
Scoreboard says 6, but PA just said it was a pickup of 4. So we'll wait for that to change. But regardless, ball spotted at the 46-yard line. Second down and 6. 4:40 and counting left. Split backs for two receivers to his right. And out of the boot, rolling to his right, looking downfield. He's got a target. Oliver down to the 35-yard line of the Redhawks. First down and 10. Ball keeps on moving for the Panthers.
Tackle made by number 7.
That was number 7, Brady Koenig, able to make the stop. Had to chase him down. Chase him down and dragged him out of bounds with the stop on that one. But the chains move, and Western's able to get positive yards and keep control of this game. Like 4.5 left in the half. It's gone by quick.
It really has, especially that pickup of 19 right there by Oliver. Split backs once again, and we're going to see probably an encroachment call. Nope.
Oh, false start.
Wow, false start.
False start against Western.
Thought that was going to go against defense number 25, Hogan McCleary, the linebacker. His snap count was just a tad off.
Western starting to rack up the penalties here. They've got 4 in the first half. Just when they have some momentum, they end up going backwards a little bit.
First and 15. However, you say they keep moving back, which they do, but they're still in Red Hawk territory. 4:23 on the clock. Clock is stopped because of the penalty. Going to be a pitch over to Trudell. Trudell trying to make a cut, but he's going to lose 5 on that play. Dropped at the 45-yard line, but a flag on the play. Let's see what's going on the field right now.
Brady Koenig and number 25, Hogan McCleary, right there for the double team on the tackle. And that play was kind of doomed from the start, too. As soon as he got the pitch and was rolling out to try to catch that edge, they keep trying to catch the edge, but it's always like Marshall has an answer for it. They're not letting him get to the outside. It's kind of like Western's imposing their will on it.
Dead ball, personal foul against Western. That's going to push him back even further, now into their own territory.
We saw this a little bit when we had them earlier in the year against Northwest. They did rack up the penalty yards when they were over in Mountie Nation, but still able to pull out the win on that one.
Ball now spotted at the 41-yard line. This is a second down and 30 yards to go.
I think you call that second and forever.
Second and a couple miles out of the gun. Split backs. Rolling back, now rolling to the right, looking downfield. He has Oliver, and Oliver, great pass defense, but a flag on the field, pass interference.
Yeah, they're going to call that on number 2, Elliott Dobbs. Elliot Dodds. He's going to be getting the penalty on that one. That should be a fresh set of downs of his pass interference.
I personally fail to see where that was pass interference. That was great coverage there by Dodds. But we're up here, and obviously the referees saw something that we couldn't see. Maybe a little jersey pull.
That's what they're calling. Well, they're going to walk this off.
Figure out
but
what's
they're not,
going on.
That should be a first down. Is it not an automatic first down in high school?
I do not believe so. I thought it was, but...
Second down and about 19.
Okay, that's going to give them about 11 yards towards the cause. So now second down and a mile. No longer second down and 2 miles.
Yeah, they helped him out a little bit there, giving him a free 15.
And snap is away out of the boot. Keela looking downfield. In and out of the hands of Parrott. Going to be third down and 19 from the 44-yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be another third and long. And I almost think that if you don't make this, or if you at least go halfsies on it, get half of it, that you keep your offense on the field and
go for it.
Because their defense has shown that Marshall can't move on their D right now.
Looking 3:48 on the clock. This first half is just flown by. 10-0. Western still on top of Marshall. Third and 19 from the Red Hawk 44-yard line. Going to be a boot. Keeler rolling to his right once again, looking downfield. And pass is batted down. And it's a caught ball. Keaton Oliver pulls it in at the 15-yard line. First down, Panthers.
That was a heck of a catch. He had to come back for it and kind of dive in order to get that in. And really, what hurt Marshall on this play is they brought one of their linebackers in on a blitz, which left them short in the backfield. They didn't have enough people back there to cover. That was a matchup that they liked. They saw it, and they took advantage of it.
And that ball was actually batted just there. It was tipped. Not batted, but it was tipped. It became a little wobbly. But that found where it needed to go. Caden Oliver doing a great job laying out for it. Ball spotted at the 15-yard line. Western looking to add just a couple more points on the board before halftime. Out of the I formation. Two receivers to his right. Going to be a pitch over to Trudell. Trudell going to the left. Trudell going to try to pick up the sticks again, and he's dragged out of bounds. Maybe gets the sticks once again, or maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. My apologies.
John Zakarski again with the stop on that one. Again, Western still trying to get the edge. You know, they've been able to have success with the pass plays downfield. They've been able to have success up the middle against this Marshall D. But every time they've tried on the edge, they don't have the same amount of speed that the edge rushers and linebackers do for Marshall.
Let's see what the play call is here. You got 2.5 and counting on the clock mark here. You got 15 yards.
Just keep it on the ground. Chew up the clock and score.
Let's see if they go for another run play. They've only used the pass play when they've absolutely needed it. And they're going to go for it this time, except for Keeler's going to be dropped at the 25-yard line for a sack of 10 yards.
Brady Koenig getting through the line, making the stop, and getting the sack. At Western, they find themselves in great field position. It's kind of like a yo-yo. They move forward, then they go back, and they move forward, and they go back. It's been a very interesting offensive series here for the Panthers.
Timeout called. Western calls the timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds, 10-0. Western looking to put more points on the board on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hello, Jackson. Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing, 764-1921, 764-1921.
It's J. Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
5.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. We have a few out-of-town scores, Mark. What are we looking at right now? We see Napoleon is now down on Addison. Addison on top 18-14. Mason leading 21-0. Vikings fumbled at the 7-yard line with an 86-yard touchdown pass by Mason, which is actually a single-season touchdown record for Mason High School. Out of the gun, Keeler going to go short and just picking up a few, and that's Trudell getting it at least back to the original sticks. Making it a fourth down and about 9. Do you go for it?
Yeah, a couple white jerseys. You keep the ball. Yeah, you keep the ball. I mean, it's third down. Yeah, you go for it. You try to eat up as much clock here as you can. You go for it. There, we saw the boot that their kicker has. He can make it from here because I still don't think they found the ball in the trees over there from the last one. So you keep it in the center of the field.
Western calls another timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, a buck 55 left in the half. The first half here, Western leads the Marshall Redhawks 10-0. They're going for it on a 4th and 9. Let's see what the play call is. What do you expect?
Yeah, it kind of surprises me. It's kind of surprised me. Your kicker's got a boot. You can make it from here.
Split backs, and it's going to be out of the boot. He's looking left. He's going to go to the end zone. Oliver! No!
Good.
Good. Incomplete. It bobbled just a little too much.
That would have been a highlight reel completion if he made that. He really had to dive and stretch out, and he almost did. So Western turns it over on downs, but you got just under 2 minutes left. You're confident in your D, because they haven't been able to move the ball on you at all.
I mean, it was a 1st and 30 at one point on that last drive for Western. So to bring it to a 4th and 9, having a shot at the end zone, and Oliver almost coming up with it, that's got to be a good sign for Coach Rulowitz. Two receiver split to his left, two to his right. Out of the gun is Miller. Miller going to go to the right, and just a touch outside of the reach.
Yeah, he was looking for his tight end. And that ball was a bullet. I mean, it was a gun. It was a straight line over there. It was just about 5 yards to the right too much.
Try to go to big number 88, Jake Jacoby. 2nd and 10 from the 15-yard line. A buck 43 left on the clock. And another timeout. We'll take 30 seconds, come right back for 2nd down and 10 from the 15. Marshall, official's timeout. My apologies. We're actually keeping it here on the call. Looks like we're going to see a quick substitution for Western.
Apparently an equipment malfunction somewhere out on the field.
Willis going to make his first appearance on the night. Out of the gun is Miller. Miller fakes the pass. He's going to take it himself and pick up a handful down to the 20-yard line. Pick up of 5.
Luke Teach out. Chased him down. Brought him down. He got some positive yards on that one, but you're still looking at a 3rd and 5 for the Redhawks.
A 3rd down and manageable 5, but if you don't pick it up here, you know Western's going to want to go for another score before the end of the half. Let's see how much time they're given. Out of the gun.
Yeah, they're showing their hand. They're going to run. They're going to pass this one.
Miller looking to his right. Looking for Jacoby. Goes too high for Jacoby. Incomplete pass. 4th down and 5 with 1 minute exactly on the clock.
Yeah, he just missed his guy too high. Couldn't climb the ladder to pull that one in. And they're bringing out the punting unit.
Napoleon reclaims the lead, now up 21-18. Holt on top of East Lansing, 8-7.
Well, we knew that was going to be a good game in Addison.
Addison, of course, losing last week at Grass Lake, but Grass Lake is one of those teams you just got to look out for. They're a dark horse. Punt is away. Another beautiful punt fielded at the 50-yard line. It's muffed, but Laporte picks it up, and he is met with an immediate Red Hawk defensive wall dropped at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, he got so lucky. He had the ball in his hands, bounced off his chest, hit the ground, bounced right back up into his hands. And then as soon as he secured it, looked up to run, he ran right into number 14, Gabe Brave. Just hit him hard. You can hear the smack up here.
That's one of those plays you couldn't repeat again even if you wanted to.
Oh, no. You didn't see it coming.
Absolutely not. Laporte lucky with that because there was three Red Hawk jerseys looking to get that ball. Now Keeler going over to Oliver, finds Oliver. Oliver has the sticks going out of bounds. First down, going to be marked down at the 30-yard line. Clock stops with 44 seconds.
Yeah, they're back in business right here. You got 44 and a half seconds to go. He's able to get the completion, move the sticks, and get the clock stopped. And we know they can get big chunks with this offense.
You got to expect nothing but pass plays right now with 44 seconds left. I mean, you might see one run play, see where that goes. If it doesn't go anywhere, expect pass plays the rest of the way.
Yeah, most likely you're not going to see any edge plays here because they just haven't been able to convert those. So it's going to be an air attack.
First and 10 from the 31, out of the boot, rolling to his right, looking downfield. He has a diving Parrott, and it's going to be a – see if they mark it a first down, and they will. Clock stops, 36 seconds left. Only taking 8 seconds off, Mark. This is great clock management. And they will spike it.
Yeah, they clock it to get the clock stop. But, yeah, that was a great diving catch. Again, just a little underthrown. He had to come back in order to make the completion. Wasn't able to get it in stride to get out of bounds. Clock stops, enough time for them to move the chains, but it starts back up again. So they just went up the line of scrimmage and clocked it. So they're starting this series right now on their second down, second and 10.
Second and 10 from the 20-yard line. Really able to move this ball with one timeout left, 33.8 on the clock. Panthers up 10-0. Out of the boot, rolling to his right, looking downfield. Going to choose to run it himself, and he's going to go take it to the far side, pick up a handful, and just go out of bounds. Probably going to pick up three on that, but wasted 10 seconds.
Yeah, he was checking through all of his progressions, and there wasn't anybody, nobody available for him to throw it to. He saw that. He just tucked it and ran and got to the got out of bounds so he could stop the clock. We got a flag out on the field.
Looks like in the realm of holding potentially on the offense. That's going to push him back, unfortunately. If that's the call.
That's it.
That's going to push him back probably to the 27-yard line. Let's see where they officially mark it.
Oh, these penalties. This would be a way different game if they didn't have. They've got seven penalties already on the half. Six. Six penalties just in the first half, Joe.
That spot is not correct. Holding has never been a 15-yard penalty. Holding on the offense. They're going to mark him back 15 yards, I guess. Second and 23 from the 34-yard line. 24.6 left on the clock. Out of the gun. Man in motion. That's Oliver. Two steps back. Going to go over to the Parrott, and he's going to be dropped at about the 29-yard line. Pickup of five. 17.8 left on the clock. Western takes their final timeout. That means we'll take another timeout. Be back in 30 seconds. Third and at about 18 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia School District. Our STEM courses offer success through hands-on learning. Faculty members are caring educators who give each student the one-on-one attention they deserve. Our points of pride include K-12 music emphasis, art exploratories, high school virtual learning, musical drama productions, and blended learning. When searching for the right environment for your child, look no farther than Columbia Schools at myeagles.org.
Now, back. back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music,
K105.3. K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 3rd and 13 now, I guess.
Just run it up the gut, get some yards, and set your kicker up.
You don't think they try to go for the sticks right now?
17 seconds to go. I don't know.
Out of the gun, looking to his right. Pump fakes, now rolling to his right to escape pressure. Throwing to the end zone. Caught over. Tintel's down. Touchdown, Western Panthers.
I was wrong. That was a catch at the pro level. He had both feet in, caught the ball. Top two-thirds of his body landed out of bounds. The rest of it was in, and that was a heck of a throw. Able to trust the receiver. We got a flag on the play.
Late flag after the play, unsportsmanlike conduct.
Against Western.
Against Western.
Well, they're going to make that extra pointer a little difficult.
That was beautifully executed. Oliver, it feels like him and Keeler over the summer practiced that 10 toes down drill.
How many yards was that? That was a long one.
29. Plus 8 in the end zone, because I was at the back of the end zone for a 37-yard pass, technically.
We're going to move it back.
Actually, longer than that.
Yeah, being able to roll out on that bootleg. He was being chased down by a big white jersey. And just, I mean, he wasn't open. He had a defender on him. He just threw it up there and trusted his guy to bring it down. And this is about where they would have been if they tried the field goal.
Their extra point
kick's going to be a long one.
From the 25.
25-yard line. Great cadence there defensively, and it is a blocked field goal. No good. 16-0, 9 seconds remaining here in the second, or in the first half, second quarter. We'll take 60 seconds, come back, see if Marshall has a response in 9 seconds on K105.3.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, and the Galleon Napoleon now offers DoorDash.
For this month's special, enjoy a Supreme Pizza for just $16.49.
Kelly Express Mart is hiring. Check them out online at kellyexpressmart.com for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Football Frenzy here on K105.3, Friday Night Lights. Western takes a 16-0 lead after a 29-yard touchdown pass from Keeler to Oliver. And that's going to be fielded with 9 seconds left at the 5-yard line and dropped quickly. Great defense there by Western on that on the hands team, but Luke Holbrook did his best.
They didn't squib it, but they didn't put all their power behind it. They found the sweet spot between the third line and the two who were back to return it, and it bounced like 10 yards in front of them. They just couldn't get the handle on it, and by the time they were able to grab it, the defense was already on them. Defense was already on them and was able to bring them down behind the five.
6-yard line they're officially marking at. Looked like they gave him some forward progress. And we're posted up at the 50-yard line, so that makes sense that we wouldn't see that spot. 4.1 seconds left. I mean, do you just do a quick handoff just to run the clock out?
Well, it doesn't look like that. Well, here they go. What they do.
And that's going to be a handoff to number 4, Luke Holbrook, and he's going to pick up a handful, about 6 yards, bringing us to halftime. Your halftime score, 16 for Western, 0 for the Marshall Redhawks. We're going to take 3 minutes, come back, get you a quick first half recap, get you this week in MHSAA, get you set up for the second half, and then get you the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Stash your cash with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our Stash Your Cash Certificate Special and earn up to 2% APY with a minimum $500 deposit for a 12-month share certificate. Available now for a limited time. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn a higher interest rate over a savings account with no monthly fees. Put your funds away and watch them grow with True Community Credit Union's Stash Your Cash Certificate Special. Visit TrueCCU.com today. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
It's a great day to be a Mountie.
As proud Northwest alumni, J-Rod and I realize the impact Northwest Community Schools has had on our lives.
From the staff to lifelong friends made during our time at Northwest, Jenny and I are honored to be a part of a school that gives so much to the community and their students.
Northwest Community Schools, the direction of greatness.
Once a Mountie,
always a Mountie.
For more information and to join the Mountie Nation, visit nwschools.org. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
There's a new real estate group in town with two well-known teams joining forces, creating a powerhouse called Pure Michigan Realty Group at Century 21 Affiliated.
Brett Miles here. I'm super excited to announce this awesome merger. We're here to facilitate all of your real estate needs.
This is Logan Everett. We're your one-stop shop. We have everything from a buyer's agent, foreclosure specialist, two listing agents, and everything in between.
Come down and visit us. We're located at 1 Jackson Square, right in downtown Jackson.
Check out the Pure Michigan Realty Group on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, and even TikTok.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business, the drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Looking for a scary experience that's over the top?
Venture down
to Jackson's Underworld.
The terror won't stop.
JXUnderworld.com. Over 2 miles of redesigned pathways and new blood-curdling features. JXUnderworld.com.
Cry out for mama.
And cower with fear.
Cower with fear.
Visit JXUnderworld.com. Jackson's Underworld. It's the nightmare.
JXUnderworld.com.
You're awake for. Visit JXUnderworld.com.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. There's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Beautiful Deering Grove, Parma, Michigan. Western leads the visiting Marshall Redhawks 16-0, and penalties have been in no shortage, Mark.
Well, no, they've been in shortage for Marshall. Marshall only has two, but they're big ones. They're 15 yards each. They've got 30 yards penalties for Marshall, but Western... Just think how different this game would be. There would at least be one extra point on the board if it wasn't for all the penalties for Western. So far, they've put up 7 penalties for a total of 65 yards here tonight. And, well, probably you might want to say 70 because they gave a 15-yard penalty when it should have been a 10-yard penalty. But either way, 65-yard penalty so far for the evening on Western. That's, I guess, if you're Nick Rulowitz, you're happy because you're leading. But you could at least be 20-plus right now if you didn't keep shooting yourself in the foot.
Absolutely. But Western, the thing we've seen about their offense, they've been able to respond to every single formation that Marshall has tried to throw at them, with those showing blitzes, with those putting, you know, eight on the line and only pushing two back, you know, QB prevent and coverage and all that. But the defense for Western has been a completely different story, shutting down any attempts that Marshall has had all evening so far.
Oh, yeah. The Western D has just completely shut them down. Marshall has had no answer for it. They've tried in the air. They've tried on the edge. They've tried up the gut. They haven't been able to figure it out. I mean, they've been able to get yards on them, but it's just been, it's been a complete shutdown. There's been no bend at all in this Western D.
Western's defense able to hold strong. There was a couple of potential plays that could have been catastrophic for Western in that first half, but their defense able to step up. You know, they were able to show blitz, get the QB down for a 10-15-yard loss on one play. I believe it was a 4-yard loss on another play. Let's go over the scoring, Mark. What do we got for scoring?
Well, the first score came with 13 and a half seconds left in the first. Of course, that first quarter just flew by. Western controlled it on the ground pretty much the whole time. But Parrott ended up catching a 20-yard pass and put Western up 7-0 at the end of the first. Then at 9:46 in the second, Gabriel Hines able to get it off his foot, put three more points on the board. And then I didn't get the time. It was pretty late in the second. There was a 29-yard pass to Oliver where he just stretched out, kept both feet in the inbounds, but just caught a beautiful, beautiful pass at the end of that in the end zone and was able to put another six up on the board. And at that point, it was 16-0. And then there was an unsportsmanlike penalty, which pushed them back 15 yards for the extra point try. If it wasn't for that, if the kids just would have kept their head, if they just kept the level head and not got that unsportsmanlike, we would have 17-0 right now on the board. But it pushed it back 15 yards. That extra point was blocked, and here's where we stand.
I mean, you've had multiple conversations with Coach Rulowitz. Now, being up 16-0 at halftime, do you, looking back on the first half, do you think he's happy up 16-0, or do you think he's mad up 16-0? Because, like you said, they should be up 20-plus.
I would imagine it's probably a heated conversation in there right now because they just keep shooting themselves in the foot. Like you said, as soon as they get some momentum, as soon as they start moving the ball forward, it's like they're taking two steps forward, three steps back, and then they have to come up with a big play just to make it up. With the exception of that first drive. That first drive was perfect. But all of their possessions after that, moving forward, going back. Moving forward, going back. I think you're getting an earful. That Western Panther offense is getting an earful right now.
I mean, I think you and I could both use a heated conversation after it's 40 degrees plus wind chill right now. You know, just to get some heat. It's freezing cold. We're going to take 3 minutes, send it back to the studio, get you this week in MHSAA, take another quick break, and bring you back for the start of the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Pause to look around. It's 2022. Life's been hard, and we're all longing for connection. When we're looking for a school to call home, we're looking for the same thing, a place to belong, an extended family to support our kids, a place where everybody knows your name. East Jackson Community Schools has caring teachers and staff that truly care about students and families. Your child deserves the best opportunities for preschool, quality education opportunities, and advanced track training. East Jackson is a connected community school with all the offerings of a bigger school, but is leading the way on fast-track careers for students. East Jackson's a hidden gem amongst area schools. We continually search for new ways to expand opportunity for our students. We thank our community for their unending support of our mission in educating the leaders of tomorrow, and we welcome you to be a part of the East Jackson family. Want to find out more? Connect with us. Visit eastjacksonschools.org, call, or just stop by. Go Trojans!
We now return to high school football on K105.3
Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, getting some senior recognition here for the marching band. As a former band geek myself, you can take the Joe out of the marching band, but you can't take the marching band out of the Joe. Were you a marching band geek, Mark?
No.
Oh.
No. That's sorry. I played football.
That's not. Okay. Oh, okay. Jock. Okay. All right. That's neither here nor there.
Not a full on jock. I played football 2 years, though. I did cross country for 2 years, but it was.
Regardless, yeah. Marching Man getting their recognition right now. I remember being a senior over at Jackson High getting the same kind of treatment, but we did ours pregame. And it was, I believe it was warm outside from what I remember back 10 years ago. But I want to say a huge thank you to all of our wonderful sponsors, including title sponsor, True Community Credit Union. You can go online right now. Only got about a week and a half left, actually another week left, until we close down the polls or the entries for the $1,053 giveaway courtesy of True Community Credit Union. Other sponsors on the broadcast, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our first half sponsor. They open other drains, others can't. New to the broadcast tonight, Extreme Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chrysler, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, Century 21 Affiliated, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, Hannibal Horton Schools, Wilby Transit Mix, the Sex Group at Morgan Stanley, One North Kitchen and Bar, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, Penn Chiropractic Center, Jackson YMCA, Meridian Wealth Management, Kelly Express March, Trips, Collision Center, Blue Ox Credit Union, and East Jackson Community Schools. And it looks like Belleville having a little bit of an issue with Livonia Franklin. They're leading Livonia Franklin 21-7. And I only say struggling because Belleville is usually one of those teams that are putting up 30.5. A lot of the kids from Belleville end up going to Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, you know, Texas, Alabama, all these big D1 Power 5 programs. But Livonia Franklin gave them a little bit of run for their money. And looking over to some professional sports, the Phillies beat the Braves in Game 3. They now lead the NLDS 2-1. Last check-in, the Red Wings were tied 0-0 with the Montreal Canadiens. Wings had 25 shots in the first period and couldn't put one between the pipes. I couldn't believe when I read that. I could not believe that. You have 25 shots in the first period.
It could be another long season for the Wings.
Oh, boy.
Could be. Long season for all of our teams.
We're trusting the Iser plan, but my patience has been unfortunate. You know, my patience with right. Detroit teams has quickly faded.
But we got a big game tomorrow at noon in the Big Ten. Michigan taking on Penn State. Both teams undefeated. That's a big game tomorrow.
Both teams top 10 as well.
Both teams top 10. That's going to be noon for the kickoff on our sister station, News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. And MSU, help me out. MSU, I know it's a 4 o'clock kick. Wisconsin, yep. Taking on the Badgers.
Yep.
That's a good matchup.
That's such a bad matchup.
Well, I mean, both those teams are evenly matched this year. It's leaning, 7 points in favor of Wisconsin right now as the spread.
It's only a 7-point spread?
And, yeah, and it's like 47% one way and 50-something percent the other way. They're pretty close, pretty evenly matched.
Well, I didn't watch any of last week. What Sparty put on Ohio State, 26?
I don't remember. That was last week. That was last week ago, Joe Cassidy.
It's been very difficult for myself, diehard Spartan fan, to watch State ever since that Week 3 Washington loss. I ended up turning in for Week 4. Same result. I just don't understand this team. But, hey, your Michigan Wolverines are rolling, man.
Well, you know, I like to see MSU succeed as well just when they're not playing U of M or, you know, maybe another team or two. But, this should be a good matchup. And if Tucker's able to get things turned around for that State squad, this could be the start of things. They got to win out to be bowl eligible.
2-4 right now. We're going to come right back. Take 3 minutes. 3 minutes. We'll be back. Get you a second half setup on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Triple the rewards, triple the fun. For a limited time only, earn 3 points for every dollar spent on your Blue Ox Platinum Rewards credit card. Plus, now you can easily cash in your scorecard reward points for merchandise right from your mobile app. Blue Ox proudly serves anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. And new members are always welcome. Don't have a Blue Ox credit card? Apply online and take advantage of 0% APR for the first 6 months on balance transfers at blueoxcu.org/credit-cards and start earning points today. APR equals annual percentage rate subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
If your next event has left you feeling stressed and overwhelmed, don't be. With One North Kitchen and Bar, they have catering options to fit every occasion. Book One North for your catering and holiday parties by calling 962-5056. Located on Bond Steel Drive off of Springport Road, One North Kitchen and Bar is the perfect place to gather friends and family. Live entertainment, craft cocktails, and amazing food makes for the perfect night out. One North Kitchen and Bar, making the good times great.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Hello Jackson, Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing. 764-1921. 764-1921.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber. But when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. You can take peace of mind knowing that Grimes Plumbing has you covered, and we back our work with a one-year labor warranty. So if you have a clogged drain or water leak that needs to be fixed, before further damage happens to your home, trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Check us out online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. Scoreboard reads 16 to a goose egg in favor of the Western Panthers over the Marshall Redhawks. A few out-of-town scores. Lumen Christi on top of Battle Creek Penfield, 35 to nothing. So we're going to see a running clock here soon for them. Grass Lake halftime, Manchester 13. So that's going to be a huge upset for, I mean, upset on paper, I suppose. But Grass Lake, we knew we had it, you know, they had it in them after we saw them play this season. Jonesville 22, Hanover Horton 15. Hanover looking for a win after a couple straight losses, including last week at Manchester. Unfortunately, just couldn't get anything going. Ida 21, Columbia Central 14, Grand Rapids Northpointe Christian 22, Concord 0 over an 8-man. Napoleon 21, Addison 18 at halftime. And I believe that is all I have.
And that Tri-8 River one, that Grand Rapids Concord, that was the battle for 1 and 2. Concord's a pretty good 8-man squad, but Grand Rapids Northern, they've just been putting up a ton of points, and their defense is just stout. They haven't let many opponents score on them this year.
I was able to talk to Concord Chris at Tractor Supply a couple days ago, and he told me that same exact thing that you just told me. I feel like he's called in with that same exact point. How they're good, how they can put up points, but how Grand Rapids' point was just going to come out swinging. Battle Creek, I believe that's Central 6, Lakeview 0, and still 21-0. Jackson with three fumbles in the first half. Mason leads. We're going to take 3 more minutes, come back, get you set up for the second half, and get you the opening kickoff of the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's a great day to be a Mountie.
As proud Northwest alumni, J-Rod and I realize the impact Northwest Community Schools has had on our lives.
From the staff to lifelong friends made during our time at Northwest, Jenny and I are honored to be a part of a school that gives so much to the community and their students.
Northwest Community Schools, the direction of greatness.
Once a Mountie,
always a Mountie.
For more information and to join the Mountie Nation, visit nwschools.org.
We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, and the Galleon Napoleon now offers DoorDash.
For this month's special, enjoy a Supreme Pizza for just $16.49.
Kelly Express Mart is hiring. Check them out online at kellyexpressmart.com for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers. We're expanding, and we're looking for good people to join our team. If you're interested in a career, how about joining an exciting career in a new field, ADAS, Advanced Safety Systems for your cars? Do you know these cars drive themselves? They park themselves? How would you like to know how to fix this? Come join us. We'll teach you how. If you want to be a part of something bigger than a job, come see us. Please apply in person. Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
September is Mom's Orthodontic Month. You've survived summer. You kept the kids alive, gotten them back to school. Mom, now it's your time to do something for you. Treat yourself to a beautiful new smile at Summit Orthodontics. Their convenient appointments fit with any mom's busy schedule. And even better, they're the highest-ranked Invisalign provider for over 30 miles. Schedule your free consultation today with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics. Call 782-9331 or visit summitorthobraces.com.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business, the drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Friday night lights, Western High School. Western leads the visiting Marshall Redhawks 16-0 at halftime. They're back out from half, getting warmed up. Now, under a minute left on that warm-up clock. Halftime adjustments, Mark. If you're a coach for either side, what are you telling your squad?
Well, let's first start off with Marshall and the Redhawks. And if you're coach Bill Dreyer, you're telling them, offense, you got to get moving. You got to get moving. They do the zone blocking, but it just doesn't seem like they're hitting anybody. So you got to get your offense rolling. Their defense has been okay, but their defense has been helped out a lot by all the penalties from Western. So if you're Rulowitz in the end zone, you're telling your guys, hey, trust your team, watch your keys, do all your proper adjustments. Don't lose your cool after you score a touchdown. Don't do so. 65 yards in the first half. That's a lot of penalties. You got to get that in line. This game would be totally different if it wasn't for all those penalties.
All right, so once again, jumping over to Marshall, what would, if you were the coach down for Marshall, what is your first play call maybe on the offensive side of the ball, as it will be Western's ball because they chose to defer to open the game, so it is their ball coming out of halftime. But Marshall's first offensive possession, what are you dialing up?
Well, you got to see where you are in the field. You got to see where you are in the field. So it all depends on that. Anything to get yourself moving. Anything to get yourself moving forward.
And we are getting ready for the second half to go underway, and we are underway. A beautiful boot falls right into the arms of a waiting Laporte. Laporte going to cut it back to the left side. He's got some space. Laporte getting past the 25, dragged down at the 28-yard line. That's where Western will take over.
Yeah, that was number 15. Levante Ellis-Smith able to get the stop there. And we've got a Red Hawk that's shaking up, a little slow getting up and getting off the side.
Able to get up mostly under his own power.
That's Calvin Felix. We've called his name a few times tonight on defense.
That's not a member that you want to lose for this Marshall defense.
He's trying to stay on the field, but I think they're going to pull him off.
Looks like they're at least going to bring off her. Oh. He's going to
keep him on.
Wow. Split backs, two receivers to his right. Going to be a handoff this time up the middle with some space. Cuts it back is Trudell, and he's going to get it up past the 45-yard line. Still going. Dropped at the 47. First down, pickup of 17 on that play.
That looked like it was Hudson Denbrock, who was the first one there to hit him before the rest of them were able to circle up and take him down. Now, Denbrock was the first one there to wrap him up.
They're going to officially mark it at the 48-yard line. So an 18-yard pickup there for Trudell.
They haven't seen a hole like that on the ground game all night long. All their big chunks have come in the air.
They will definitely take it. Split backs, two receivers to his left now. Going to be handoff once again, this time, I believe, to French. French fumbles it! And that's going to be picked up by Marshall. All
right, Brady Koenig, he picks it up. He's carrying that thing like it's a trophy. He picked it up. It popped right out. He was right there to fall on top of it. And just like that, Marshall is in business. So you're asking me earlier, what do you do? They're right here at midfield. I think you try to go ground game. I think you try to flip the momentum, and you need to have your line take over the D line of Western, and you got to move the ball. So, to answer your question from earlier, keep it on the ground and just pound it.
With the utmost respect, I thought Gibson French was down, but looked like the ball actually came loose as it's going to be a draw play and stopped behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of one. Great defense there by the Panthers.
That was number 82, Brady Plate, who was able to get through and get the contact behind the line of scrimmage. Not a big loss, but still, it's still a loss. And this is the problem we've seen with Marshall's offense all night long. They just can't get it going.
We were talking about no turnovers in the first half for Western. Unfortunately, they turned the ball over at midfield after their drive was looking good. Now out of the gun, low snap. Miller going to pop it over to Holbrook. Holbrook going to be dropped once again, this time for 2 yards. Going to bring up third and 13.
I don't know. I guess maybe try it in the air this time. We haven't seen much from their offense because their offense just hasn't been on the field much this game. I don't think they've gotten a first down yet.
Western's type of possession has been exceptional, to say the least, tonight. Out of the gun, third and 12, under 10 minutes left here in the third quarter. Gisco going to go up the middle, but he drops it. Intended target would have been lit up anyways, was Jake Jacoby.
We got, he's trying to hit his tight end, and it was a little low. He had to come back for it and try to pick it up from his ankles. That's a tough catch for anybody to make. We've got an injured Panther on the ground who made the hit on Jacoby, and then just, he couldn't get himself off the field. He was bent over in pain trying to walk, and he just couldn't do it. I can't see what the number is right now on it, though.
Panther down. That brings up fourth down and 12. We'll be right back. Panthers up 16-0. Back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
If you're buying a new home, updating your existing home, or refinancing, let True Community Credit Union be part of your journey. True Community Credit Union offers home loans at competitive low rates. We make applying for a loan easy. Apply online at truccu.com. When you submit your application, your information will be reviewed for instant online approval. Let True Community Credit Union help you take the steps you need to fulfill your dreams. Apply today at truccu.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
And the Marshall Redhawks elect to punt there. Marked down, looks like at the 22-yard line where Western will take over. That was a beauty of a punt.
Oh, yeah. The dude's got a leg, man. He can kick it. We've seen that all night long when they've had to punt. They're really good at being able to flip the field. And this might be, correct me if I'm wrong, but this might be probably the worst starting position so far for Western.
It is.
They're back at their 22?
It actually 21. Is.
Yeah.
It'll be first and 10. There's now a Red Hawk down. We're going to take 30 seconds while they work on him on K105.3 Football Frenzy. Walker, 30, please.
Any day is a great day to be a Comet. As a leader in academics, athletics, and the arts, at Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but big enough to meet the needs of your student. Thanks to our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. We have proven intervention programs to go along with opportunities to earn college credit from both dual enrollment and middle college options. Hanover Horton is ready to help your student meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. For more information, look us up on Facebook, Instagram, or at hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Go Comets.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Center Keeler, and Keeler going to pitch it over to Trudell. Trudell going to try to catch the left side, and he's going to make it all the way up to, looks like, the 27-yard line, pickup of 5.
Yeah, they finally try to get a little bit of that edge, and we're just a little bit successful with it. He had to tiptoe along the sideline for that extra yard or two, but that's a good chunk. That's really the most success they've had going around the edge all night.
If anything, you know, to say about the Marshals' defense, their closing speed from sideline to sideline is ridiculous.
They're fast. And Trudell, man, he's got extra gears on that. We just haven't seen yet tonight.
Second and 4 out of the I formation. Going to be a handoff up the middle. This get back to Trudell. And Trudell going to find the 30-yard line. Another pickup of 2 this time. Going to be 3rd down and 2.
And it looks like it was number 4, Luke Holbrook. First one there to make the stop. Slowed him down to let the rest of the Red Hawk D get there to get the stop.
9 minutes now and counting. So now under 9 minutes left here in the third quarter. Western leads 16-0. They're looking to drive here. 3rd down and a long 2. So about 3. Two and
it says 3 on the board. It's a short. Why don't we go short 3?
How's short that? 3, yeah. Short 3.
Short 3.
And going to be a handoff up the middle, and Sticks will be reached, but, oh, Sticks plus an extra 4 on that play. Trudell going to pick up the first down using his legs.
That was Cooper Lewis and Will Kruger both there to make the stop for the Redhawks, but not until the damage has been done by this Western offense. They're able to move the sticks, keep this drive going. More importantly, they're chewing up the clock, and they're just controlling this third quarter, much like they did the first.
Where have we seen chewing the clock before? It seems like we just saw it about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I formation pitch to Trudell. Trudell going to cut it back inside. He bounces off a couple tackles, but is quickly dropped at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, number 25 was able to get there, get him by the ankles, Hogan McCleary. And then Cooper Lewis able just to kind of finish that off and bring him down. He's actually lucky he wasn't taken down further. He was able to evade a couple of the other defenders just to get back to the line of scrimmage.
If there's one thing you can say about Marshall and their fan base, the Red Hawk fan base travels extremely well.
Yeah, they do. And it looks like they're dressed warmer than Joe Cassidy.
I'm shaking. Out of the I formation, Keeler going to go right back to right track to Trudell. He breaks two tackles, goes underneath a would-be tackler, gets it up to the 45-yard line. Pickup of 8 yards, going to be third down and two.
Yeah, that was number 21, Jack Miner, who got him by the ankles. But again, I feel like I'm repeating myself. Let's just play it over again. He evades two defenders, able to just, you know, last week we saw Lorette's from Napoleon just kind of roll through people. Trudell's able to dance, move around, make people miss, and then dive forward for the extra yards.
The thing about Lorette's is he's a bulldozer. He can make the cuts. He's got the speed, but he likes to go at you as a handoff. I'm sorry, it's going to be a pitch. QB option to back to Trudell. Trudell is going to have the sticks plus a couple more yards. Dropped at the 50-yard line. Pick him up six.
Luke Holbrook again with the stomp on that one, but we're seeing some stuff out of Trudell that we didn't see in the first half, making people miss and moving the sticks. We just saw the speed. We saw his speed in the first half. This half, he's got some moves.
We are going on halfway through this third quarter. Now under 6.5 to go. Western still on top, 16-0. Ball spotted at the 50-yard line. This is where they were last time around, and they would fumble. Out of the I formation, two receivers split to his left. Going to hand off to it's going to be back to Trudell. Trudell makes a couple guys miss down to the 45-yard line, gain of five.
Jack Miner making the stop, but they're able to get the edge again. It's like they're finally breaking down this offensive line a little bit more. They're not getting huge chunks each play, but they're getting enough. The clock is running. They're getting positive yardage, and it's like every two, three downs, they're moving the sticks on this Marshall defense.
5:37 and counting left here in the third quarter. 16 to a goose egg. The Panthers, the hometown Panthers, leading the Red Hawks of Marshall. Out of the I formation now. Keeler under center. Two receivers to his right. And looks like we're going to get a timeout called.
Timeout Western.
That means we're going to take a timeout ourselves, take 30 seconds, come back, and bring you a second and five. Western looking to put some more points on the board on K105.3.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Union City, I think. K105.3 football frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 5:20 on the clock left here in the third quarter. This game is just perusing by. Now, Mark, you made a very interesting point that I want you to share with the listeners during the break.
Well, all right, so Western started this drive at the 22, and that was like 5 minutes ago. They chewed up 5 minutes to go 35 yards.
Slow and methodical, these Western Panthers. Split back's going to go this time to French, and French going to be just a yard shy of where he needs to be at. It's going to be a third down and 1 yard.
That was number 25, Hogan McCleary, and number 88, Jake Jacoby, both getting in. They're both getting in on stop, but not until he advances the ball and gets it to third and short.
Split backs once again. Poor Keeler, two receivers to his right, none to his left. Going to be a handoff to Heavey. Heavey going to go right up the gut, going to pick up the sticks, plus about five more down at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, Heavey didn't really have far to go. He just needed to get like half a yard. But then it was Luke Holbrook who was right there to make the stop, make the initial contact to slow him down. Heavey ran over him before two other way jerseys were able to stop him. But, yeah, he got the first down and a few extra yards on top of that.
Landon Heavey stands at 6'2", weighing at 200 pounds. Who's going to stop him on a third and one?
Joe Cassidy.
It's not going to be.
Kidding.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for an absolutely no on that one with a side of nah and a plate full of no thank you. Fumble on the ground. Heavey ends up recovering it, though, at the 36-yard line. Only loses a yard, luckily.
Boy, that was really close. Cooper Lewis was so close to stepping or to falling on top of that one. Just couldn't get the handle on it. Keeler couldn't get the handle on it right after the snap. But Heavey just right there. Good football mindset about him and able to jump right on it. So basically they're starting handicapped. Second and 10.
Yeah, second and about 10 and a half. They marked it at the 35-and-a-half-yard line.
Seriously, they're used to having at least a couple yards each play.
Absolutely. Out of the boot now for Keeler. Keeler looking downfield, and that's picked off and quickly pulled down. Number seven, Brady Koenig.
Brady Koenig able to get that interception. I'm not exactly sure what Keeler was looking at because I didn't see any red jerseys in that area, at least not for another 5-10 yards. It's like he threw it right to him. Miscommunication.
Yeah, that was literally thrown right to Brady Koenig, and that was a gift. Honestly, that was a great recovery there for the, I believe that was Caden Oliver that was playing wide out, either him or Parrott potentially, for Western to quickly pull him down, only allowing about 3 yards on that interception. And now we see a coach all the way on the field. Why is he not being flagged? He was all the way on the far hash telling his team something when...
Yeah, I don't know. They let it go.
I've never seen that before, and I'll never see it again. Out of the gun, two receivers to his right, one to his left. Going to be a handoff and make it a couple guys miss. Just lowering his shoulder is number 25, Hogan McCleary, picking up about 4 on the play.
Yeah, that was way over on the far side. And that was actually really good chunk for Marshall. Able to get some good positive yards, get half of what they needed on the first down. We haven't seen that all night from the Red Hawks.
Official spot, second down and 5 from the 34-yard line, so they're going to give him 5 on that. Now out of the gun, going to be a handoff once again. And getting past the 35-yard line down, looks like going to be spotted at the 36. Pickup of 2, making it a 3rd down and 3.
Gibson French for Western getting in there on the stop. Hit him at the line of scrimmage. But that was enough just for him to move forward, dive forward with them wrapped around his waist just to get the couple extra yards there. But with the way Marshall's offense has been going, this is going to be a 3rd and difficult.
3rd and 3, 36-yard line, out of the pistol, low snap, hands it off, and bouncing to the outside, getting a lane, getting all the way up past the 45, down to the 46 with the first down. Great run there by number 25, McCleary.
Yeah, he was slowed down by a couple defenders, but it was Landon Heavey who came in and finished it off and brought him down. But that is the first down for Marshall here tonight, the first time they moved the sticks all night long.
Let's see if they can keep things going. They're near midfield right now. Ball spotted at the 47-yard line. 1st and 10, still in their own territory, but for how long? And Miller's going to be brought down behind the 45. Looks like at the 43, loss of 4.
Gibson French must have known we didn't call his name a whole lot in the first half. He's making an impact here tonight. Able to break through that line, chase down the QB, and get him for a sack. And really put Marshall, which hasn't been effective all night long on offense, in a 2nd and long.
Oh, man, I love this. Coach Rulowitz must be a State fan because every time they have a big defensive play or a sack, they play Astronauts in the Ocean, which is the deep end, Mel Tucker, Michigan State. That's phenomenal. I love that. Out of the gun, Miller going to hand it off. And he's going to find his way about a yard shy of the original line of scrimmage, bringing up a third and about 11.
Yeah, he found his way into about four maroon jerseys down there. It just stopped him right there, and he couldn't make it any farther. It's a third and long. This is going to be tough for Marshall to pick up.
We now have under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Western still on top, 16 to a goose egg for Marshall, but Marshall looking to drive, third and 11 at the 46-yard line. Out of the gun, Miller rolling back, looking, goes long, and incomplete pass. No flags on the play. I can see the argument, but Elliot Dodge just ends up falling down. I can see the argument. I do believe there's a little bit of contact there that could have warranted the pass interference, but no flag.
But, you know, that's so tough to see, and we're not down there in the striped shirt. We're up here at the 50-yard line, have a really good view of it. And when you're down there and you see the speed, you see the action, there's going to be some things that are going to be missed. Yeah, he was quite upset that the flag didn't come down out for that pass interference. And you hear some groans from the other side of the field from the visitor's bench, too.
And punt is away. Another booming punt. Laporte going to field this at the 15-yard line. Cut to his left and dragged down at, let's see if they give him the 16, and they do. So a pickup of 1 yard.
Yeah, I think that was number seven. No, number one, they're telling us. Number one, Aiden Noel, able to bring him down. And, you know, last time we said that this was the worst field position for Western. No, they're at the 16. This is their worst field position of the game.
They were able to make up a lot of ground their last drive. They weren't able to convert, but able to make up a lot of ground. See if they can do that right here, yeah. Right now.
And they chewed up a lot of clock.
That they did. Keeler, split backs. Going to be a handoff. I'm sorry, it's going to be a pitch this time. And he gets past the stick, still on his feet, brought down at the 38-yard line. Fantastic run by Trudell.
Number eight, Calvin Felix, able to chase him down. They've been chipping away at that edge run all night long. And the last series and this series, you see that they've had some success with it. It's like they're finally breaking down that corner.
Now, this time around, were you watching for the pitch on that play, or were you watching where I was looking?
I was looking right up the middle.
Yeah, me too.
And you know what? That's exactly where the Redhawks were looking, too, because they were looking right up the middle, and they actually tackled. They tackled the person right about 3 yards past the line of scrimmage.
End of the third quarter. Big play for Western. They look to drive, add more points in the fourth quarter. We're going to take 60 seconds. Come back for the start of the fourth quarter after we flip the field on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
In Jackson, Michigan, a piece of white fabric was found at the Jackson Underworld parking lot.
Something was strange at the Jackson Underworld.
Forensic studies proved that this white fabric was actually underpants. Upon further study, it appears that these underpants had also been soiled. Some dude pooped his pants. Because he was scared, all right?
No!
Jackson's Underworld. Hours, directions, and special discounts at jxunderworld.com.
Fall is for families at the Jackson YMCA. Look for free events and membership specials at the YMCA throughout the month of October. The Y will be offering $0 join fees on all membership types when you join in October. That's a savings of up to $100. The YMCA is also holding free family events every Sunday in October. From swimming to rock wall climbing to gym games, these free events show families everything the YMCA has to offer. For more information, visit jacksonymca.org.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
A flag on the play, and it's going to be a personal foul face mask against Marshall. That's going to be 15 yards plus an automatic first down.
Boy, Marshall, when they don't do a whole lot of penalties, but when they do, they usually have the big variety. They've all been 15-yarders of the three penalties they had tonight. And face mask, I didn't see it. It must have happened in the big pile after that quarterback keeper.
And that's going to push him past the 50-yard line, marked officially at the Marshall 44. And this drive started at the 16-yard line.
When your defense hasn't really been able to stop this Western offense, you don't want to give them give-me's like that.
Clock running. 16-0. Handoff going over to who else but Trudell. And Trudell going to pick up 9 on that play down to the 35-yard line.
And he ran into eventually about 5 white jerseys over there after he picked up just a huge chunk. And, yeah, he's 2nd and 1. And almost, I mean, if this were the college level, you'd almost expect him just to try to heave one down towards the end zone now.
For sure.
Especially since you're able to get the yards on the ground. Go big. And they got a couple wideouts right here. Maybe that's what we're going to see.
Let's see what the play call is. Split backs once again. Hand off to Heavey up the middle, and Heavey still on his feet past the 30 down at the 29-yard line. Pickup of 6 yards, but ultimately a first down Panthers.
That's number 25, Hogan McClearly, who's able to get a first one there. And he ended up down by Heavey's ankles. That's how hard Heavey's moving and chopping his feet after he gets first contact right there. And he's just, you notice, he's just cradling that ball, protecting it with everything he has and just hitting people and moving forward.
It's a 2nd down, and Trudell taking it and actually going to find maybe a yard. They might give him a yard. Let's see where they spot it.
Yeah, he ran into big 55 Cooper Lewis, and there's not much moving after you run into a big guy like that.
56 Nick Ryan. So it's going to be 2nd down and 9 now. After Trudell picked up, they did give him the yard, now marked at the 28-yard line. And let's remind you, Mark, that this drive started at the 16-yard line.
Right. No, you don't need to remind me. This has been a great drive. Again, they did get a little help, that 15-yard penalty, but this has been a great drive for the Panthers.
I formation handoff to Heavey. Heavey going to try to keep pushing forward and get down to, probably going to mark him at the 27-yard line, pickup of 1 potentially.
Will Krieger, first one there to make the stop and bring him down. Had him by the ankles. Didn't actually get him down to the ground. It took about 5 other Red Hawks to make that happen, but Krueger was the first one there to make the stop for Marshall.
Landon Heavey, 6'2", 200 pounds, man. Picks up 2 on that play. Ball marked at the 26-yard line out of the I formation now. 3rd down and 6. Going to be a bootleg rolling, looking for the end zone, looking for Laporte. And it's going to be out of bounds. Beautiful pass, just a bit out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a bit out of bounds. And even before he even tried to catch the ball, he was completely out of bounds. But they're going for it. They've been able to connect on some of those long plays earlier in the evening.
I mean, I think you got to. You can't punt from the 26-yard line. And that's about a 38-yard.
If that's what you're going to do, maybe you try to go for half that last play and get the other half this play. But
it's a 4th down.
It's 4th down, and they got to get all 8 in this shot.
We'll see what they can do here. Out of the gun, fakes the give to French, rolls to his right, looking, and overthrows intended receiver Oliver. Turnover on downs. Good hold there for the Marshall defense.
Well, you can do that when you have confidence in your defense. Marshall had a little bit of success the last series, but other than that, you've got confidence in your defense. You can take risks like this. Maybe Dan Campbell should be watching this game.
This is our...
I feel like I just touched a nerve.
The Kool-Aid's just a little bitter this time of year, Mark. You know that.
I know. Oh, it tastes horrible right now.
It was so sweet. It was so sweet. Just letting us down, man. One win against the Commanders. Can't believe it. Out of the gun, man in motion. Miller going to hand it off up the middle and finally dropped at the 30-yard line.
That was number 32, Landon Heavey. Just right there to make the stop. I stood him up and kept him at bay until the rest of the defense could get there to finish it off.
Holbrook, the ball carrier on that, picking up 4 yards for his Marshall Redhawks. They are down 16 to nothing, 8:30 and counting left here in the fourth quarter. Going to be a fake give, going to roll it out, and makes a man miss, still on his feet, past the 40-yard line, finally dropped at the 42-yard line is McCleary.
Yeah, he ran into number 3, David Mechanich, to make that stop. And that was probably the biggest play from scrimmage all night long for the Redhawks. Good connection. Looked like it was supposed to be a screen pass out this way. Didn't have a whole lot of lead blockers out in front of him, though. And he had to make a couple guys miss in order to get the extra yards.
First and 10 from the 42-yard line. Out of the gun. Handoff. This time going to Holbrook. And he's going to pick up a pair on that. Good for 2 yards. Second and 8.
Number 6, Michael Williams, making the stop. But It's like he hesitated and then ran into a pile. We kind of lost sight for him for a little bit. Then all of a sudden, he just squirted out the backside of that pile to get the tough 2 yards on that play.
Second and 8 from the 44-yard line. Quick out-of-town scores. Hudson leading Dundee 20-10. East Lansing 13. Holt 8. Saline tied with Dexter 14-14. Muskegon Catholic leading Centerline 14 to a goose egg. And Mason leading my Vikings 35-0. Clinton also on top, 31-7. So your alumni is doing great. Out of the gun, Miller looking for his target, and pass broken up. Great defense there. Intended target was Jacoby.
Mitchell Williams just putting his mitt in there right as the ball's about ready to make contact and punched it away. Good stop, and leaving them third and long here with 7.5 to go in the third.
Now, that ball was a beautifully thrown ball by Miller. It went right inside the breadbasket of Jacoby, but it got knocked away, like you said, by Williams. Just great defense there for the second level of the Panthers.
Now, I said third. We're in the fourth. I'm sorry.
Third and 8, fumble, and Miller going to be knocked down at the 34-yard line.
Mitchell Williams breaking through the line and just taking him down. He had a little help with the turf because that was as soon as the long snap hit his hands and shortly after hit the ground, he was able to pick it up. And as soon as he did, his horror movie for this Halloween season was Mitchell Williams just meeting him grill to grill and taking him down.
That is honestly when your life flashes before your eyes. You just have someone full pads. You're not even ready for it. Punt, snap. And kick is away. Another beautiful punt called for the fair catch as the port. And that's going to be caught at the 29-yard line where the Panthers will take over. We're going to keep it here on the broadcast and see what the play call is going to be. 16-0. Panthers still lead. Haven't put up a single point in the second half. Got all 16 points in that first half, Mark.
Yeah, they got all the first. That first half is where all the end zone action was. But Western's been starting most of their series pretty deep in their own territory. They've been able to have success moving the ball mostly on the ground this second half. But the biggest thing is they're chewing up that clock and just making it harder and harder for Marshall to get back in it.
6:39 left here in the fourth quarter. Going to be handoff up the middle to French. And French going to get it past the 30-yard line down to the 34. Pickup of 5 on that. Second down and 5, Panthers.
And that was number 25 of the Redhawks able to get in there to make the stop on that one. That was Hogan McCleary making the tackle for the Redhawks.
Mark, can you feel your fingers?
Yeah. I got pockets.
Lucky. Second down and 5, 34-yard line. We are halfway removed through this fourth quarter. Fate give to one goes over to number 4, Trudell. Trudell trying to cut it back, and he will. And Trudell about a yard shy of the sticks, but we do see a flag come down. Looks like it's in the realm of something on Marshall, though, so let's wait.
Yeah. You know, he didn't do a stiff arm. He did one of those kind of slap moves to where he hit the defender as he was off balance and just pushed him out of the way with his arm and able to get another 5 yards after that.
A blindside block. That's going to be another 15 yards added on to Western's penalty total on the evening. So
that's
instead of a second and five, that's a second and 20 now.
They just keep shooting themselves in the foot. Almost every possession, they've had a big yard penalty.
Are they over 100 yards for penalties now?
They're at 80. 80 yards right now. Oh, so that's the first penalty of this half for them.
Okay, very, very good.
But still, it's a 15-yarder.
It's not ideal. Second and 18 from the 24-yard line. Split backs. Hand off to Trudell. Trudell going to find a couple yards, be stopped at the 26-yard line. Pick up two.
He was able to make it through the line, but he just ran into a line of linebackers at that point. All four of them right there at the same time to stop him.
You know, I should have named their defensive. I don't know why I said it like that. Their defensive line this earlier in the game when it was, you know, a little warmer outside. But we should have called the Red Hawk defensive line the Nest.
Huh.
Swallowed up by the Nest. Third and 14. Right. 25-yard line. Split backs, two receivers to his right. Going to be a QB option, and he's going to pick up about two on that. Looks like they're going to give him. So bringing up fourth down at about 12. Now under 5 minutes to go.
It's a fourth and long. Obviously going to bring out the punting team here.
This will be the second punt we've seen all night for Western, correct?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Somewhere in there. I think this is a second punt for them here tonight. First punt for them this half. But Marshall, they should be starting with some pretty decent field position here.
Snap or kick is away, and that's going to take a lucky Western bounce. Lands at the 50, but rolls all the way down to the 43-yard line. That's where the Redhawks will take over. Keeping it here on the broadcast, 4:26 left here in the fourth quarter. Western still on top, 16-0, fighting for that bubble playoff spot. And looks like Western, as of right now, they have it, but a lot of things can potentially go wrong, so they have to keep their 10 toes down.
Yeah, like you said, team first all week long. You got to trust your teammates to make their marks and stay where they're supposed to be on defense. Marshall runs this RPO. They do the zone blocking. It's not an easy offense to defend against. You got to depend on your teammates to keep the team in check.
Miller out of the gun, rolling to his right, evading any defenders, but he is sacked at the 40-yard line. Loss of 3 yards. Great defense there by the Panthers.
That was number 23, Gibson French, once again getting in the backfield, wreaking havoc and causing the sack behind the line of scrimmage.
Clock still rolling. Now under 4 minutes left. Oh, they're going to spot the ball at the 41-yard line. They did give him a little bit of forward momentum, I guess, on that. So second and 12, still a sack. Out of the gun, three receivers to his right, one to his left. And he takes the snap, looking to his left. Quick pitch and catch, and he's got the sticks. First down past the 50-yard line, down to the Western 45 is Aiden Noel.
David Mikanich making the stop on that one, getting the contact after the completion, but not until after the sticks removed from Marshall.
In the hurry-up.
Historic Marshall.
In the hurry-up. Same play as last time, just looking right this time and evading, but he's down once again, sacked in the same spot he was sacked two plays ago, but this time for over a 10-yard loss.
Brady Plate comes over on the far side, chases him down through the backfield and catches him from behind, and now this Marshall offense, which hasn't had much success, find themselves in a second and 23.
I was just informed by our wonderful board op that since I'm not 15, he can't give me permission to say the word Gucci. So out of the gun, looking to his right. He looks for Jacoby, but just shy for Jacoby. That's going to bring up a third and forever, stopping the clock at 2:43, third and 23, Mark.
Well, I think what we're going to see is we're going to see maybe one back to help blocking, but we're going to see a whole bunch of wideouts because you've got a lot of yards to make up on this play.
I mean, obviously this is four down territory, but what do you call up here? Playing devil's advocate, which I love to do, what do you call up here if you're coaching the Redhawks?
Well, you're going for a long pass with all of your wideouts. Looks like they're going to have three on the far side, one on this side. I'm not sure if this is four down territory with two plus to go at this point in the field because you're basically going to hand another seven to Western if you do that.
Out of the gun, three split to his right, one to his left. And he's got the snap looking. He's going, got the sticks, and a good catch there made by number 88, Jake Jacoby, down at the Western 40-yard line. But there is some laundry on the field, so we'll wait that call.
Oh, he loves connecting with his tight end. He targeted him a couple, three times here tonight. A few of them for success, too. We'll see what the penalty is here, but now you're in fourth down territory. Now that you're on the other side of the 50-yard line, because you know you're down 16. You're two scores down if you make the 2-point conversion.
And that is not going to help.
Western.
That is not going to help at all. Ball. Goodness, goodness, goodness. That ball should have been at about the 37-yard line with about five to go. But now it's going to be a first down and 10 because they tacked on 15.
Another 15-yard penalty for the Panthers.
Out of the gun, three split to his left, one to his right. He's looking left, rolling to his right, evading the would-be defenders. And great defense there, breaking up that pass. Pass intended for Elliott Dodds.
Yeah, even if he connects with that one, I don't think it would have been good because that play ended pretty far out of bounds.
And I just realized that this drive has actually been taken control by Brady Koenig under center for the Redhawks. So Miller must have got a little banged up. Probably off that sack that dropped him back at the 40. But now second down and 10. Fakes the give. Looks to roll. And a pass intercepted! Bobble the pass, Jacoby intercepted by Caden Oliver. Western takes over.
Caden Oliver makes the diving catch after the ball comes into the receiver, bounces off his hands, bounces off his chest, and Oliver just makes the diving catch to get that interception.
I believe that was actually Williams that got his big bear paws in there to disrupt Jacoby's catch, knocking it out of his bear paws into the falling arms of Caden Oliver. Fantastic play. 2:16 remains here. Western in control at their own 13-yard line. Now, this is their worst field position, but they don't got to worry about it right now. They've been slow and methodical, moving all night long. What do you do here, Mark?
You got 2 minutes to go. They've had a lot of success on the ground. You just keep it on the ground. Chew up that clock.
Looks like that's what they're going to do in the I formation. Oh, timeout, Western.
We got the soccer team.
Something about the soccer team.
Once again, game changes as they dominated and controlled play.
All right. So we're going to take 30 seconds ourselves, come back. First down and 10, Western on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's a great day to be a Mountie.
As proud Northwest alumni, J-Rod and I realize the impact Northwest Community Schools has had on our lives.
From the staff to lifelong friends made during our time at Northwest, Jenny and I are honored to be a part of a school that gives so much to the community and their students.
Northwest Community Schools, the direction of greatness.
Once a Mountie,
always a Mountie.
For more information and to join the Mountie Nation, visit nwschools.org.
We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. Western's ball after a huge interception made by Caden Oliver on the defense. Out of the I formation, two split to his right, but they're going to go up the middle, looks like, to French, and he's not going to get a single yard off of that. Might actually have lost a yard. Clock's still rolling, though.
That was Nicholas.
Number 55, big 55, Cooper Lewis making the stop there. But at this point in the game, like you said, the clock's still rolling. They don't get any yards on that one. But if you chew up as many seconds on that clock as you can, you win the game. You get out of here with the W.
And they're looking for that big number five number, that big number five win. See if they can get it. Going to be a give this time to Trudell. Trudell going to try to make a cut to the left side, and he squeezes through a couple defenders to maybe pick up a yard and a personal foul. A little extracurricular activity. Looks like Hogan McCleary wasn't happy, and he just shoved one of the Panthers. That's a 15-yard penalty.
I totally missed it. I was trying to see who it was that was coming up last from the pile here, but another 15-yarder. They don't get too many penalties, but when they do, they go big with them, that's for sure. You know, when you're struggling here, when you still have a chance, outside chance, to get two scores, if you can stop this Western offense, which they're doing a pretty good job of, you can't give them a freebie like this.
Absolutely
and
not.
They just handed them, basically they just handed them the game.
Pretty much. They still have all three timeouts. They do. They haven't used a timeout. But there's a minute 27 on the clock. You have to have a lot of things go your way if you're the Red Hawks, which you can't count anything out. You really can't, and especially in the Interstate 8. But we'll see what the play call is here.
That was just the frustration coming through.
Still uncalled for, and definitely he's going to be reprimanded for that. Out of the I formation, going to be a give back to Trudell, and Trudell going to find a mini hole, picking up about 6 yards.
That was number 53 who was in on the tackle. I don't have that on my roster. But he even helped Trudell up after the play on that one.
Now we see.
Extended his hand. And
another injured Red Hawk, Mark.
Was hobbling off.
They've been dropping like flies here in the second half.
He got up. He was trying to get off, but now he's back down on the ground.
Will Krueger, the starting linebacker for the Red Hawks, is down with 48 seconds left on the clock. He's getting worked on. We're going to take 30 seconds, come right back with a second down and four on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Give him a big hand. Get well soon, young man.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMaidSewer.com. Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Victory formation is in play. Clock rolling. And Marshall, of course, not going to use their timeouts. Marshall going to fall to 4-4. Western moves to 5-3. Still fighting for that playoff spot, but it's looking more and more likely that they are going to find themselves in the postseason. Western will hold on to win. Even being blanked in the second half, they're going to win 16-0. We're going to take 3 minutes, catch our breaths, come back for a quick wrap-up postgame, give you a preview for next week, and then send you off to get you into a hit music set on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Triple the rewards, triple the fun. For a limited time only, earn 3 points for every dollar spent on your Blue Ox Platinum Rewards credit card. Plus, now you can easily cash in your scorecard reward points for merchandise right from your mobile app. Blue Ox proudly serves anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. And new members are always welcome. Don't have a Blue Ox credit card? Apply online and take advantage of 0% APR for the first 6 months on balance transfers at blueoxcu.org/credit-cards and start earning points today. APR equals annual percentage rate subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they keeps our membership up where
pause to look around. It's 2022. Life's been hard, and we're all longing for connection. When we're looking for a school to call home, we're looking for the same thing, a place to belong, an extended family to support our kids, a place where everybody knows your name. East Jackson Community Schools has caring teachers and staff that truly care about students and families. Your child deserves the best opportunities for preschool, quality education opportunities, and advanced track training. East Jackson is a connected community school with all the offerings of a bigger school, but is leading the way on fast-track careers for students. East Jackson is a hidden gem amongst area schools. We continually search for new ways to expand opportunity for our students. We thank our community for their unending support of our mission in educating the leaders of tomorrow, and we welcome you to be a part of the East Jackson family. Want to find out more? Connect with us. Visit eastjacksonschools.org, call, or just stop by. Go Trojans!
Connect to wellness with Penn Chiropractic Center, a monthly podcast on WKHM.com featuring Dr. Penn from Penn Chiropractic Center. Dr. Penn covers a wide variety of topics, providing a discussion on why it's important to connect to your own wellness. Connect to Wellness with Penn Chiropractic Center is available now at WKHM.com/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fall is for families at the Jackson YMCA. Look for free events and membership specials at the YMCA throughout the month of October. The Y will be offering $0 join fees on all membership types when you join in October. That's a savings of up to $100. The YMCA is also holding free family events every Sunday in October. From swimming to rock wall climbing to gym games, these free events show families everything the YMCA has to offer. For more information, visit JacksonYMCA.org.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Because they travel to Coldwater next week to possibly be 6-3, which would definitely solidify their spot in the playoffs for sure with their points. But they win. Western wins 16-0 over the visiting Marshall Redhawks. As I said before we went to break, Marshall will fall to 4-4. Western moves to 5-3. It was just really a battle in that second half, Mark.
Yeah, we had 0.0 scoring in the second half of the game, but we did see just a lot of good clock management. Western, even though they kept going with a 2 steps forward, 3 steps back, getting some penalties, they kept the ball in their possession. They had it for most of the second half and just chewed up the clock and really kept Marshall in a position where they couldn't score. Marshall was fighting success. They were finding success in the fourth quarter. They're able to connect through the air. They are able to connect and get some good positive plays, move the sticks a few times. But turnovers got them, and that's really what ended it right there. That last turnover where Oliver was able to stretch out and get it, and that was the final nail for Marshall with that final turnover.
Now, given there wasn't any scoring in the second half, as we said, but let's just recap the first half scoring, Mark.
Yeah, back again in the first half, it was the tale of Western.
And close to the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, it was like 13 seconds left to go in the first quarter. You had a 20-yard pass to Parrott that put him up after the extra point, 7-0. And then 9:46 in the second, Gabriel Hines puts 3 points on the board with a field goal. And I didn't write down when it was in the second, but it was a 29-yard pass to Oliver, put him up 16-0. And again, it was a 15-yard penalty at the end of that play, knocked the extra point kick back 15 yards, and it was blocked. It was blocked because it had to come in at such a low angle. If they were right on top of it without that 15 yards, it would have been 17-0. But that penalty cost them a point.
That is a good way right there to hit you right in the feelers. The Western Panther seniors are making their senior walk across the field to meet to greet their parents at the 20-yard line to give them loving and say thank you for a great last, 12 years, especially probably 6 years probably playing in middle school and high school. But all that being said, we want to get you ready for next week. So next week, not only are we going to be more than likely at Napoleon, but stay tuned on WKHM.com and K1053.com and on our socials for more details on where we're going to be for the Big Eight.
Yeah, because it's the Big Eight Cascades crossover. Yes. We're not exactly sure where we're going to be. We're kind of guessing Napoleon. Yeah. We're not telling you it's going to be. We're kind of guessing Napoleon. But we really want to see on paper what exactly is the best matchup, which has the best implications
absolutely
here in Jackson County. So we'll make that announcement first thing Monday morning once Captain Steve and a few others are able to put their heads together. But we're feeling like it could be Napoleon.
It could be Napoleon. Could be Grass Lake. You just don't know. So once again, stick around and stay tuned to our social medias and to our websites. But Monday also, not only will we be releasing where we're going to be at for next Friday, but Monday we travel to Middleville Thornapple Kellogg High School, hour and 40 north here of Jackson, to watch the Western Panther soccer team, the boys soccer team, take on, I believe it's Marshall, actually, in the district semifinals.
I would have to check the Fox Sports 101.9 website on that one, because I know I put it up this morning. I just can't remember what it is. But the PA announcer here at Western said earlier, of all four divisions, of all the schools that compete in soccer right now for the MHSAA, Western is the only one that is still undefeated, does not have one blemish on their record all season long. They're a good soccer team.
Absolutely. I was on the call last night with Spring Arbor soccer commentator Kate Contney. Western, just about 200 yards away from the football stadium here at Western, is the Panther Bowl, and the Panthers would beat the Hastings Saxons 6-0 off of a hat trick from Jeff Palmer. So we expect a lot of high scoring by Western. They've already beat Marshall 4-0 this season. I'm excited to see what's going to happen on Monday. That's a 7 o'clock pregame, 7:15 opening kickoff. For all the coverage, Fox Sports 101.9 FM, or streamed FoxSports1019.com. Any other thing that you want to add in? Maybe out-of-town scores or...
I don't have access to the out-of-town scores, but, I mean, this has just been a great, great experience here tonight. Western's been fabulous host here for us. They have outstanding facilities. And really, I mean, we just have one more game left in the regular season. Then we hit the playoffs, and this is just – it's been a fun year, Joe Cassidy. It really has been.
It's been a really fun year. And last check-in, Mason was up on top of my Vikings 35-0 at the end of the third quarter. Williamson 22-14, Holt 16-13 over East Lansing, Jonesville 36, Hanover Horton 15, Lumen Christi on top 42-7, Battle Creek Penfield, Dexter 21-14, they remain undefeated. Hastings 33, Northwest 0, Napoleon 36, ended up pulling away from Addison 36-18. Hudson final 40-17. Next Friday it'll be Clinton at Hudson for their matchup. Concord trails 43-6 in their matchup. Tecumseh 46, Livonia Clarenceville 46. So that's going to be a tight game, and Jonesville on top 48-15. At last check-in, thank you so much to all of our great sponsors that have been on our broadcast, including title sponsor True Community Credit Union, where you can win enter for a chance to win $1,053. Enter online at K1053.com right now. It ends next week. We got one more game to go, and then the playoffs are here. I feel like, what's that one coach? Playoffs? Playoffs? Talking about playoffs? Or Allen Iverson? Practice? No. But regardless, for wonderful J-Rod and Walker McKibben back in studio, and for my always awesome broadcast partner, Mark Daly, I've been Joe Cassidy. Let's get you back to 30 minutes, potentially, of nothing but hit music on K105.3.